News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Bharatiya Janata Party leader Raghubar Das conceded defeat in the Jharkhand Assembly elections on Monday as he lost not just the Chief Minister's chair but also his MLA seat. While an opposition alliance won the polls that rubbed out the Saffron Party's footprints in another state which backed it for parliament just months ago. The coalition led by the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and also comprising the Congress and Rashtriya Janata Dal cleared the majority mark of 41 in the 81-member assembly of the tribal-dominated state. Former Chief Minister Hemant Soren is set to reclaim the post that he lost to Das in 2014 after holding it for less than 18 months. With votes still being counted, the 44-year-old went to the house of his father, three-time CM and JMM Chief Shibu Soren, seeking his blessings. Today, a new chapter will begin for this state. I want to assure everyone that their hopes will not be broken, irrespective of their caste, creed, religion and profession, Hemant Soren later said at a press conference that was interrupted by a salvo of firecrackers set off by supporters. The results come as another setback for the BJP that lost Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh to the Congress last year, while Maharashtra slipped out of its hands last month after a dispute with ally Shiv Sena over their power-sharing arrangement. During its stunning victory in the parliamentary polls this year, the Saffron Party had bagged 11 out of Jharkhand's 14 Lok Sabha constituencies. Raghubar Das lost his Jamshedpur East seat to former cabinet colleague and BJP rebel Saryu Roy, who contested as an independent candidate. About half a dozen ministers also met the same fate. And the Union Cabinet is likely to consider a proposal today to allocate funds for updating the National Population Register, an exercise which is to commence from April next year, sources have said. The proposal is part of the agenda of the Cabinet meeting, sources said on Monday. The NPR is a list of usual residents of the country. A usual resident is defined for the purposes of NPR as a person who has resided in a local area for the past 6 months or more, or a person who intends to reside in that area for the next 6 months or more. The data for National Population Register was also collected in 2010 along with the house listing phase of Census of India 2011. The updation of this data was done during 2015 by conducting door-to-door survey. The digitization of the updated information has been completed. Now it has been decided to update the National Population Register along with the house listing phase of Census 2021 during April to September 2020 in all the states and union territories except Assam, according to the website of the Office of the Registrar General and Census Commissioner. A Gazette notification to this effect was issued in August this year. The NPR will be prepared at the local, sub-district, district, state and national level under provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Registration of Citizens and Issue of National Identity Cards Rules 2003. It is mandatory for every usual resident of India to register in the NPR. The objective of the NPR is to create a comprehensive identity database of every usual resident in the country. The database would contain demographic as well as biometric particulars. And the national capital is likely to witness its longest cold spell in December after 1997, with the Meteorological Department predicting another cold day today. According to Kuldeep Srivastava, head of the India Meteorological Department's Regional Forecasting Centre, a cold day is when the maximum temperature is at least 4.5 notches below the normal. A severe cold day is when the maximum temperature is at least 6.5 degrees Celsius below the normal, he said. Since December 16, the national capital has witnessed 8 consecutive cold days or an 8-day cold spell so far, he said, adding that it has already equaled the 8-day cold spell in December 2014. Another cold day is predicted today, Srivastava said. Delhi had witnessed 17 cold days and a 13-day cold spell in December 1997, he said. The national capital may witness a cold wave on December 28 and 29 as the minimum temperature is likely to drop to 4 degrees Celsius, he said. A court in Saudi Arabia sentenced 5 people to death on Monday for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, whose grisly slaying in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul drew international condemnation and cast a cloud of suspicion over Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. 3 other people were found guilty by Riyadh's criminal court of covering up the crime and were sentenced to a combined 24 years in prison, according to a statement read by the Saudi Attorney General's office on state TV. In all, 11 people were put on trial in Saudi Arabia over the killing. The names of those found guilty were not disclosed by the government. Executions in the kingdom are carried out by beheading, sometimes in public. All the verdicts can be appealed. A small number of diplomats, including from Turkey, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend the 9 court sessions, though independent media were barred. The trial concluded the killing was not premeditated, according to Shalan Al-Shalan, a spokesperson from the Attorney General's office. That finding is in line with the Saudi government's official explanation, which has been called into question by evidence that a hit team of Saudi agents with tools was sent to dispatch Khashoggi. While the case in Saudi Arabia has largely concluded, questions linger outside Riyadh about the Crown Prince's culpability in the slaying. Amnesty International pronounced the outcome a whitewash. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.